Hello, hello, welcome to another podcast episode. Today is all about finding time for what truly matters to you in your expat life. You know, this is one of the most common things clients ask me, how can I manage my time better, especially when they see like me on Instagram and all the things I do. Many times they just say, oh, how can I manage my time like you? Like if there is a secret answer that they don't have. But the truth is, this is much more about connecting with yourself like anything else. It is much more about finding what works for you and spending time in a way that is aligned with who you are. But I'm getting ahead of myself, so let's just continue. And I wanted to say as well, this is one of my favorite topics because I used to be a productivity coach. And as I just said, here is the thing about time management. It is not about having the perfect calendar, the perfect system for your life, because honestly, that doesn't exist. Because life is never the same like every single day, like a clock or something like that. It's always changing, even in tiny, tiny ways. And what matters is not finding the perfect system. What matters is finding ways to use our time in a way that aligns with what matters to us and adjust as we go. You know, I block my time on my calendar and this is my favorite way to manage my time. And it helps me to see if I'm truly having a life where I spend time in a way that matters to me or if I'm missing some moments that I would want to have. But I'm getting, once again, ahead of myself. As an expat, one thing I wanted to talk to you about today is that we will experience some anxiety, some stress, especially when we are getting ready to move or we have just moved. And with that stress, you know what appears? Tiredness, overwhelm. And we might not even sleep as well because of that. We can't think clearly, and that might impact the way that we spend our time because we can't clearly define our priorities, we can't clearly make decisions. So when someone asks me, okay, how should I spend my time? I don't go straight away to be like, here, block your time on your calendar, you're all set, your life is perfect, now let's move on. No. When someone asks me, we want to find something that works for you and your basic human needs. So the first thing that I go to is, as I just said, your basic human needs. How is your stress? How is your sleep? Even how many times are you eating a day? And let's start with that. I know maybe you just wanted me to give you the right system to say in 2 minutes, here it is, take it and that's it. And you could be on your way. But the thing is, if you're struggling right now and overwhelmed, I can give you all the systems in the world, but implementing them won't work that well. Because you might judge yourself for not being able to do it correctly, for not being able to focus when you had planned to focus, and for not having everything figured out. And then that's when perfectionism can start crawling up. This is why we start with regulating ourselves. Now, let me say this. I help you as a coach, being in touch with your thoughts, with your emotions. I help you regulating them so that you can feel more at ease and you can move towards the life you truly want. But if you're feeling anxiety all the time in a way that really disrupts your life, where you feel that you have no energy to take action, you have no energy to do whatsoever, and you can't even think clearly, then I would recommend that you go to a therapist first before coaching. Now, I wanted to give that side note because sometimes it's very confusing what is the difference between therapy and coaching. Going back to regulating our emotions and to regulating ourselves, one thing we want to make sure is, are we meeting our basic needs? And when I mention basic needs, I mean eating enough, sleeping enough, how is my stress? And focusing on these needs first will help with everything else. And you know, I have been doing this for myself too. Sometimes I'll be like, why am I not being able to do everything I planned for my day? Why am I getting tired? And first of all, the why am I X is quite packed with self-judgment instead of what we want, that is curiosity. And when I realized that, I asked myself, okay, Instead of, why am I just tired? Be like, okay, what is making me feel tired? What is making me not be able to do as much as I'm doing, as I was doing before? And then it hit me. I wasn't eating enough. I wasn't taking enough breaks throughout the day. I wasn't drinking enough water. I wasn't sleeping enough. And I wasn't really working out that much. So there, a lot of basic needs weren't being met. So I refocused on that. I refocused on those needs and everything started to change. I started being able to focus more easily. I started feeling in a better mood. I started being able to do my tasks in a quicker way. And I started being able to rest more without guilt because I saw how much difference it made for me, for my mood, for my happiness, for feeling joy. So this is my first question for you today. If you're feeling overwhelmed, I want to ask you, did you do some exercise today, even if that was walking? I don't really care what type of exercise you did. Did you eat some vegetables and protein? And I say this because it will impact your gut and that is really connected to how you are going to feel. How was your sleep? Is there any way in which you could either sleep more during the night or if you are a new parent to take a nap here and there? And did you go outside in the daylight, even though we are in January, I know, but even just going outside, even if it's cloudy. The truth is, we look at being able to do our tasks as like a discipline issue. I should be able to do this. I should be able to do that. But they take so much self-compassion out of the equation. If I was disciplined enough, I would do this. But actually, if I was well taken care of, that is when things will flow better. That is when it will be easier to do what I want to do what I think I should do. So there is where it starts. The truth is, when we are struggling to do something, we need to take a more self-compassionate approach, to treat ourselves like we would treat a best friend and ask ourselves, am I demanding too much of myself right now? Could I make this easier on myself? Am I meeting my basic needs? Even though this episode is about time management, knowing how to regulate ourselves is like the key first step. But well, let's jump into what you probably are looking forward the most. Ways to manage your time. First, I want to ask you a question that really resonated with me that I heard the other time, which was, if someone looked at my calendar or at something that showed how I was spending my time, would they know what mattered to me? And I thought, a few years ago, no, for sure. Because my calendar was just work all the time. I had my food blog, I had my full-time job, and that was it. It was lockdown and so on. But they couldn't see that it mattered a lot to me to talk to my family. They wouldn't be able to see that it mattered a lot to me to be social, to meet new people, to maybe date and find someone. They couldn't see any of that. They couldn't see that it was important for me to be physically active and to work out. And that is when, at that time, I saw that and I was like, no, I want my time to reflect what matters to me. And this is not how I want it to be. And that is why I was burning out as well. Nowadays, my calendar and the reason why I like to block time on my calendar is because it helps me have an overview of how I am spending my time. It helps me see, am I spending time in a way that really aligns with who I am? So, I want to ask you as well, what is the reason why you want to manage your time? What do you want more time for? What do you want to feel more of in your own life? And regarding ways to plan your time, I go into detail with clients all the time about this to truly help them choose what works for them. Because we are all different. I could be here and tell you, just block your time and that will be fine. But we all have different needs when it comes to systems, when it comes to what would work for the life that we have. What I encourage you when deciding how to manage your time is thinking, if I had time for everything, what would I do? Because many times I hear this, it's like, I wish I had time for everything. I feel I don't have enough time. Let's say you have all the time in the world. What would you do differently in your life? Because sometimes you get stuck on this thought And we don't even think, okay, if I had time, what would I do differently? And that is when many things come up. Let yourself dream, let yourself think of all the fun things, and then pull up a notebook or your phone or whatever you want to do, add some categories from your life, like home tasks, making friends, maybe finding an apartment, job, whatever makes sense for you, like big categories, and then put things you'd like to do for each of them. Now, maybe you put a lot of things there, and maybe it won't be realistic to do them all in a week. But now, that is when we can look at it, look at our week, look at how much time we have during our week. Maybe put already your full-time job if you have one, maybe put already your appointments if you have some, and then put what time you go to sleep, what time you wake up, and there it is, the time that you have left besides of it, the time that you have left to use during your week. And that's why I love using a calendar, because it makes me be realistic around my time instead of thinking that I can like have time for 20 tasks in a day. And then at the end of the day, I would be like, oh, why can't I do everything? Because maybe it's not realistic. Think about that. Now, choose from that list 1 to 3 tasks per day that either you need to do or would be super fun to do. Once you do this, once you do this, I want to ask yourself, is your week looking like fun? Or are you just like, oh, I have to do this and I have to do this and all the responsibilities and I'm sick of it? Or is it like a balance in between? Because if it's not looking like fun, I want to really challenge you on this one. How could you make it more fun? Sometimes we think that we have to have like hours and hours to have more fun. But what would like be more fun to you that would take like 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day? It doesn't need to be anything big. And now, because these episodes are always quite short, one last thing before we wrap up. When you start managing your time, find the time in your week to review how it went. That is one of the most important things, because then you'll see what did you not like about it, what went really well about it, what would you like to change, and why are you still managing your time that way? Would you like to change it up? Did you ever feel in autopilot? What happened for you to be on autopilot? And what would you like to change a tiny bit next week? Now, as I said before, time management is my jam. It is one of my favorite things to work with clients, because I truly believe that when you know how to regulate yourself, when you know how to manage your time in a way that matters to you, how to prioritize, you know how to create a life that is totally in sync with what you love. So I want to invite you this week to fill in the application for one-on-one coaching. If time management feels like it's something you struggle with and you want help with, it is something that is not like you don't fill it in and then you have to pay anything. After all, the application is really to help you see your goals, see what you're struggling with, and then we can have a call and then we can see if it's the right fit for you or not. But even if it's not, I will give you a lot on that call to help you on your journey. So I would really invite you for that, because I want to help you out whether we work together or not. So if you want, fill it in. If you just want to talk about it, send me a message over on Instagram. My Instagram handle is always on the show notes. And that is all I had for today. Thank you for tuning in once again. Thank you for really listening to this podcast, and I'll see you next time.